How do nuns get pregnant?
How do nuns get pregnant? Is it something to do with Virgin Mary?
Huh?
Something to do with the Holy Ghost?
No.
How does a nun get pregnant? But they don't get pregnant because they don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't because they can't have none.
Dress her up like an altar boy.
Yikes. Another Catholic joke. Excuse me.
You're excused. Did you fart?
No.
I'm just coughed, clearly. We're going to play our intro music today. Actually, I don't want this one.
Are you one of the truly?
Oh, we're going to play our intro music today. This is... That's not our intro music. Hold on.
Is that the music?
Do you hear the bubbles? That's the black cherry popping. So what did we do today, Jelani?
What did we do today?
As in, what are we doing right now?
We went to the Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a pack of White Claw and a pack of Truly. I have never had any of them before today, so...
You're not a real gay.
We wanted to do a little taste test.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the raspberry from White Claw. And I'm drinking the wild berry from Truly. And I definitely prefer White Claw over Truly.
I think it's just a flavor thing, honestly. Because I think Truly is a lot better.
Because the raspberry from White Claw is just... I cleared with that a lot faster. And I'm still have a bit more to go with the Truly.
Okay.
So I guess I'm a true gay.
She made it happen.
I mean, I already drink fucking vodka tonics anyways.
You might as well spoil yourself a little bit.
So why not add a little flavor to it? 100 calories.
What is the 100 calories?
5% alcohol.
I mean, what's really good?
What is it going to hurt?
It's not, besides a good time.
Besides a good time.
I just have the need to say period, but just really loud. Just like scream it.
I mean, do it.
I don't know why.
Period.
No, not like that.
You want to scream it, scream it.
Like, period! No tampon.
Okay. No tampon.
Period, no tampon. Do you get it?
Yes, no blood.
No blood. No ma'am, no ham.
No ma'am, no ham, no turkey, no spam.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know, but yeah, so we tried Truly.
Yeah, I definitely like
White Claw. How do you feel? Let's break this down into categories. So how do you like the flavor? How did you like the flavor of Truly? What were you drinking?
I was drinking wild berry.
Was it natural? Was it very synthetic? Was it very like...
Let me...
Take a sip. Let me know. How was it?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Bitch, I don't like you.
The raspberry was just so much better. So I guess this is so hard seltzers are gay people's like Bud Light.
Yeah.
But I do like Bud Light too, but this is basically what it is.
I don't, but Bud Light makes me bloat. Actually, this makes me bloated too.
Yeah, it's fucking carbonated.
Until I like burp it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Burp it, fart it, whatever.
Whatever floats your boat.
They're both air. One just smells.
And then the White Claw. Synthetic, bubbly, like, how did we feel?
I like the White Claw a lot better.
You like what?
I like the White Claw a lot better.
Less bubbly, more bubbly.
It's probably about this. It has the same consistency.
Yeah.
It's just the flavor was better. Yes. That's my take on this little...
What if you tried the black cherry Truly? No, try it. Waterfall it.
No.
No? I love black cherry.
The black cherry is better than wild berry.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But still, it's a no for you?
It's a no for me.
A hard no.
No, I want to say a hard no. I still drink it.
Okay.
But I'm, like, trying to get, like, fucked up. Oh, I did drink fast. I definitely drink White Claw.
Yeah.
I can chug White Claw. I can chug Truly, but I'd probably, like, gag.
Don't do my girl tea like that.
Not your girl tea.
My girl tea.
Your girl tea.
Come on.
No PMP.
She's all tea here, honey. Honey. Mama. I think every time I come to your house, I get really stuffy.
Really?
Yes.
I always turn the air purifier off when you get here.
You turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's loud.
I don't care. I can't fucking breathe in here. What if I'm allergic to, like, cats or dogs?
Could be.
That might be a thing.
But you live with a cat.
But I'm always stuffy when I'm at home.
You could be allergic.
That might be
like
a thing.
Slightly allergic.
Not, like, super, like, I'm gonna die type of thing, but... Because I feel like if I died, it would have happened already.
Right.
Yeah.
You might be slightly allergic. Like, the dander.
Oh, yeah. And I'm also blind.
Prone's blind as fuck. If you can see through my glasses...
Bitch, I felt like I saw a whole... Detail?
Like...
Who needs 5K when you got glasses?
Honestly.
Purred.
Fuck a 5K.
Purred.
Return that TV and just get some glasses.
Purred. You know what purred is?
Period.
Period. But it's purred.
Purred. Purred!
Yeah.
Anyways, how's your week been?
I've been very busy. Like, beyond busy.
You're always busy.
You know what's wild? It's like, I either am on vacation or I'm working really hard.
True T.
There's never, like, an in-between.
That's true.
That has
you usually are, like, either do one or the other.
It's never an in-between where I'm not doing anything.
You're never sitting down, like, doing nothing.
It's either I'm working really hard for, like, four weeks, and then I'm like, deuces, I'm going on vacation.
That's actually really accurate.
That is so very accurate.
Like, I'm thinking about it right now. You're literally either working or you're on vacation. Work hard, play harder.
Because, like, today, what did I do today?
You worked.
I woke up, I went to the gym. Did you get my notification this morning? Did you take my notifications off? Mm-mm. On your Apple Watch?
Okay. When you go to the gym, it's like...
You're still asleep.
Literally 5 a.m.
You're asleep.
And I keep my watch on my desk.
Oh, so you don't get into it. Yeah. So I go to the gym at like 5 a.m. I went and got my car washed today. And then I went to get my hair cut. Mind you, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning at this point. I then went to this, like, networking brunch at the W.
Fancy.
Very successful. Per usual.
Per use.
Per use. And then I went to work to prep for, like, 20 events that we have over the next 2 days.
Womp womp.
Mind you, I had two events today. I didn't work them, but... Yeah, she just stays busy.
I just woke up at 7:30. I went to school. Went to the doctor.
Why do you say just? Like, that's all you did. It's an accomplishment.
I didn't go to work. I didn't go work out.
Why?
I literally, after the doctor visit, I came home.
But you are the only person that's holding you back from going to the gym.
Oh, no. I know.
Okay. So then why do we know this and we're not changing anything about it?
I don't want to just yet.
Why? What's holding you back?
It's a lot of work.
Do you know what happens? Okay. Do you know what happens when you put in work?
You get results.
You get results. Okay.
That should be a joke. I would have got that one.
It should have been. So what's holding you back from, you know, putting in work?
I eat really bad. I'm a very lazy person by nature. And it's like, I could easily get out of it. Well, not easily. It's difficult. I could get out of it. It just has to become a habit. Like, I used to be a creature of habit, and now not so much.
But, like, you keep doing the same shit over and over again.
I know.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the gym isn't as important to me, I guess.
So what is important to you?
Going to the gym is taking care of yourself, but I'm more focused on, like, my mental health right now.
Okay.
More than my physical health right now.
But mental health doesn't mental and physical health kind of, like, coincide with each other?
I would say so.
So...
But, knowing what we know regarding my mental health, I feel like it's a little bit more serious.
What, your mental health?
Yeah.
But, if it is...
Like, it's more of a priority, I guess.
But, like, you going to the gym, does that take away from you taking care of your mental health?
I wouldn't say so.
So then why aren't you going to the gym?
I told you, I'm lazy by nature.
Get your ass up.
It's easier said than done. It's not like I wake up and it's not like I go to bed. When I go to bed, I'm like, okay, I want to go to the gym in the morning. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it so happens that it doesn't work out that way for me.
So you originally have that plan and then it just doesn't work out.
Right.
I want you to explain this to me because I don't understand. And I want to be able to understand your mentality.
Yeah. So basically... Like I said, I go to bed.
Huh.
And like I said, I basically plan out my day. I do plan out my days. Like on my calendar, it's listed to do this, 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 and this. However, when I get up, I'll get up at 7 a.m., 6:30. And instead of me getting up and just going to the gym.
Yeah.
I will literally just be like, well, I can use extra sleep. I'm going to go back to sleep. Boom. I can go to the gym after work. But by that time, I talk myself out of it. Oh, I'll just go tomorrow. Doesn't happen. I'll just go the next day.
So, alright, so how many times have you said that, though? The tomorrow? How many tomorrows has
there
been? I say
that every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was easier to go to the gym when my other roommate was here because we went to the same gym.
Yeah.
And we lived in the same house, so therefore... We would go to the gym together.
Yeah.
However...
So, were you going to the gym for her and not for yourself?
No, it was just having an... It was more of an accountability partner, is what they were to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, someone to hold me accountable. You said you want to do this, so get your ass up and let's go do it.
Yeah.
With that person not being here, it's okay, I'm going back to sleep. That's how it goes.
But why can't you hold yourself accountable?
It's hard. Like,
if you can't, but
in reality, I could, but like I said, I have that lazy factor plus I don't really I guess I don't want it that much either. I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
However, it's a lot of work. And that's the thing. I want these things, but I don't want to put in the work to get them. And I feel like when it comes to, results, that plays a big thing into it as well. Because I know, I can work hard for something, but I'm not going to get the results. But then that kind of messes with my mind. I've been doing this for such and such weeks, but, nothing. I don't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But results don't happen overnight, though.
I know that.
Ever.
Never.
You're just very impatient.
I'm very impatient. I'm a very impatient person.
I just want to let everybody know listening that Jelani is very impatient, and if he doesn't get it right away, he gives up.
Yeah. I disagree. 100%. 1,000%.
But, haven't you seen people work really hard for what they have, and then it took time?
Yeah. I'm not saying, I don't work hard in other areas of my life. It just happens to be, as far as, my fitness goals go, I don't really care, I guess. I could, go to bed at a decent hour.
So, okay, so this is how I look at things, okay? Not myself, the way that you're talking. So, you have, you have the pillars of Jelani, right?
Right.
So, you have, school.
Right.
You have work. You have the gym. And then you have mental health, right?
Right.
So those would be we'll say the four categories that are important. Mind you, there might be more, but I don't really know much about it. So you think that if you don't work on your physical health, wouldn't that eventually weigh on you? Because one of those pillars aren't there?
Of course. Because with me not working on my physical health.
Because that weight is not being pulled on your work, your school, right. Everything else.
Right. I just feel like I need to, really find a schedule that works for me.
I agree.
Like, once I find out, like...
So what would your ideal schedule be, though?
My ideal schedule would be to wake up in the morning, go to the gym, go to school or work, and, you know, go about my day. Mm-hmm. But that's not very... That's not a thing for me at this moment.
Okay.
Because I can set those goals, but am I going to do them? Probably not.
That's fair.
Yes. So once I just have to figure it out, basically. But I need to actually
sit down. I feel like you're taking the necessary steps to figure it out, though.
No, I mean, I wouldn't even say that I do that, because I haven't sat down. First of all, I'm not even trying to go to the gym right now.
It's not even necessarily the gym. I'm talking about, like, through your, like, mental health. You, like, going to school.
Oh, well, mentally,
like, I think,
yeah,
like, you're taking care of yourself. Sure. Just because, like, you're not going to the gym doesn't mean you're not taking care of yourself in other aspects. So,
well,
just,
that's the thing. I'm supposed to be going to the gym.
No.
I'm supposed to be doing some sort of physical activity. I'm not doing any kind of physical activity. So.
Oh my god, friend, I love you.
But yeah, so, I don't know. I need to really sit down, look at my schedule, what I have, and just make it. I just haven't gotten that far. And it's not that I don't want to, it's just I'm fucking lazy. That's the god's honest truth. I'm lazy AF. Like, I literally stay up until, like... I mean, I go to bed at, like, midnight.
Remember you texted me at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning? When I was out?
That's because I had randomly woke up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I can't stay awake past midnight. The last time I was up at late, it was, like, 2 a.m.
The only way I can stay up late is if I'm out. If I'm not out, I'm asleep.
See, I was playing games.
Yeah.
And that's how I was like, oh, fuck the time. But, no.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's my life. I'm sure, and I know I'm not the only person who has this issue. Well, you're very successful at this. So why don't you give us some, like, tips and tricks?
Successful at what?
Like, you know, like, you are very, like, you have a very... structured way of living. Like, you go to the gym at this time, and then you go to work, and then you know.
Yeah.
Like, how did you figure out your routine?
How did I figure out my routine? Mm-hmm. Ooh. So the way that I look at my schedule, right, the biggest thing that takes the most amount of time is my job. Mm-hmm. And then everything else comes after that. So, like, what makes me happy the most is making money. Secondly is the gym. And then thirdly is, like, hanging out with, like, friends or family. So obviously I have a set time where I'm gonna be at work, and what makes the gym feasible in my schedule would be in the morning, because at night is when my friends or family are gonna want to hang out. Right. Typically is when everybody else is either out of work or they're free. So to be able to make my schedule work for myself, I have to put those things into
perspective.
Yes,
I gotcha.
So that's the way that I look at it. And that's the structure that's able to fit my lifestyle and be able to, like, fulfill everything that makes me happy in life.
That makes sense.
So I look at how I could, like, optimize my time and my happiness and still be able to live, like, a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
Because if I had more of a, like, a late night shift schedule.
Yeah.
I might, like, go to the gym first, and then hang out with friends, and then go to work.
Right.
But instead, I go to the gym, work, and then hang out with friends or family.
Right.
So that's what I do.
See?
And then, I don't think I... And then the thing is that, like, laziness, like, hits me every once in a while, but it never... I've never been that type of person.
But ever since I've met you, you've always, like, had this routine.
It's never changed.
Like, remember I was doing really well that one point, and then I got really sick, and then once after that, I, like, never, like, got back to it.
I think because I know myself as a person, like, I realize that if I stop doing something, it's gonna take me a while to get back into the routine.
Right.
That I make sure not to fall off of it. Mm-hmm. And when I do doubt myself, I think about all those times that I'm, like, oh shit, if I stop going, how long am I gonna stop going for?
Right.
Because I feel like I get knocked off the tracks. I don't know.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
I think that I've just, like, read a lot of things about how people stay on routine and that's how they stay successful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm good for that shit. Like, I will, like, read or, like, watch somebody's, like, routine on YouTube or some shit. I'm gonna do that. No.
If I don't, like, see, here's the thing. All right, so if you want to know my schedule, this is my schedule. I wake up at 4:45 every morning. I have my alarm clock go off. It takes me 5 to 7 minutes to get ready to, like, you know, be like, all right, let me get out of bed. Let me put on my gym shorts, tank top, get my water ready, then leave the house. And then I get to the gym between, like, 5:06 and, like, 5:08. And I'm there until at least 6:45. If I'm there past 6:45, I'm going to be late for everything else. I'm going to be late for taking a shower, getting ready for work, getting to work on time, everything.
Right.
So I have to set time barriers in between, like, my schedule to be able to make sure everything else works.
Makes sense.
So when I get home from the gym, I eat my protein bar, I then brush my teeth. Like, I have the same schedule Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
The weekends, like, differ, obviously. The only thing that changes is at the end of the day, whether it be, like, dinner or if I'm going home to, like, drink wine or watch Netflix.
Right. And that's one thing. I stay up I feel like
12. Oh, I also go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock. No later than 10 o'clock at night. I really don't go to bed. That's the only way it works. The only way it works is me being able to sleep.
Early. I'm just like, I can't people, go to bed early.
Here's the thing is my phone blows up at night.
Honestly.
But I'm asleep. I'm dead.
Sleeping.
But then I wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's weird.
That's my thing. Like, I feel like I have a big issue with FOMO. Like, if I'm not up, I'm going to miss fucking something.
Oh, I don't have that anymore.
But, I mean, and it's weird because, like, I don't go out. It's literally the FOMO of me missing out on playing fucking Apex.
That's so... Yeah, because it's like, you don't go out, you don't really, like...
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's literally so weird.
It's just so... That is very true. It's very true, because, like, I'm very social, like...
Yeah.
I go out... That's so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm not social. But I've also never... I've been wanting to go out with you guys, but... As far as, like, me being social, I've never been, like, I'm gonna spark a conversation with someone. Like, no.
Like a random stranger.
Exactly.
Like, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, me, Alyssa, Aaron, that was the weekend, I think we had you in the group message. We went to Whiskey Blue.
And I totally would have went, but I had plans.
I think that you would have liked it. I honestly think that you would have enjoyed it.
I haven't seen Aaron in a minute.
So me and Alyssa showed up, and we were just, like, being ourselves. Honestly, if you're just, like, good energy all the time, people start to radiate towards that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, me and Alyssa together at the bar.
I can imagine.
We're a mess. And people, like that, though, because it's, like, very, like, authentic and real.
Yeah.
So
that's how you guys are all the time.
We're literally like that. Yeah. So these people at the VIP section had the whole thing booked out, and they saw us walk by acting stupid. I was saying some dumb shit. She was saying some dumb shit. And they were like, come here. So they started buying us shots and drinks, and they were like, you know, bring your friends to the VIP section. You're more than welcome to just chill with us.
Lit.
So it was lit. Like, I don't know. Do you think that you being out with, like, maybe like-minded people or people that are, like, video games, having the issue of being, like, lazy? Excuse me, it's not an issue. Having the characteristic of being lazy.
It is an issue for me.
It is an issue for you because you think that it's an issue, but, like, it's a characteristic of your personality. So, do you think that if you're around those types of people that know that they have an issue and want to fix it, like, that would kind of help you out?
No. Because at the end of the day, I need to do this by myself.
Okay.
By myself, for myself.
Okay.
Because I have no problem, like, ghosting. Like, oh, I was asleep. Sorry. Can I go to the gym?
Oh, let me just tell you something. We all know that. We all know. We all know.
I will go to sleep in a fucking... heart.
He'll go to sleep and then text you the next morning, oh, I fell asleep, knowing damn well he's going to sleep, had plans with people.
I'd be tired.
Delani will literally do that. You'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna conveniently go to sleep and then not wake up or check my phone. Quote unquote, check my phone, aka open their message.
Oh, I have my messages. My receipts are on, honey. On. But no, I just need to, like, really sit down and figure out something that works for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once I do that, then I'll be okay. Because I need to do it. Like, it's imperative that I do it.
Okay, so here's another thing, if you want advice. I feel like we've all faced adversity. Mm-hmm. If you realize that what you're going through is only temporary, as hard as it might be, as difficult as it might be, I think that definitely does help out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you gotta sure. But you gotta really like tell yourself that every day.
And that's the thing, like I'll speak positively, like every day, like words of affirmation, but that doesn't do something all the time.
I agree.
At least like for me. Like, I don't know. As I figure it out. Gotta figure this shit out.
We all hit a rough patch.
Honestly, and it's horrible.
But it makes you appreciate the good times.
True tea. True motherfucking
tea. What, like, this can be real, but, like, what accelerated you getting into a rough patch?
My depression.
But where did that, like, stem from, though?
The depression?
Yeah.
I mean, since it's something that I've dealt with for a very long time. It was just the fact that I had stopped seeking help for it.
Is it, like, a life routine that is causing, like, do you think?
No. I feel like there's a lot of underlying factors that play into it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the main thing was me not staying on top of it. And then that slowly led to a spiral.
Okay.
And now I'm, you know, I hit rock bottom and I'm trying to, like, fix it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know I'm always here if you need anything.
Okay. Yeah, bitch.
Okay.
I know where you live,
honey. So don't be afraid to, like, reach out or call
me. When have I ever?
You never don't.
And I have been more vocal with my emotions.
Yeah, I appreciate. Which is
very difficult
for me. I appreciate that.
It's very uncomfortable. It's very awkward.
I appreciate that.
So it's like talking about my feelings in person. I will literally laugh.
I mean, I think, you know, I think we're all the same way.
Honestly.
I really do. It's okay.
But no. I'll get out of it. I will rise above.
Okay, we always do.
It was taking a long time.
You're destined for greatness.
Purred. Honestly.
Purred.
True tea. Period. Period, poo.
Okay. I hate that.
I don't understand where the poo comes from.
I hate that so much.
Did you see the period poo where the poo had the blood stain?
No. That's so annoying. That is so annoying.
Do I think what else? What? Oh, people are asking about what drink I like better on Instagram.
Truly or White Claw? White Claw.
White Claw. It's good as fuck, bitch.
Let's see what else is going on. Whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of fucking nothing. A whole lot of fucking nothing, honestly.
That's okay. Well, no. I think the only thing... I don't know.
Spit it out.
Nothing is really bothering me anymore.
Isn't that, like, amazing? It's such a good feeling, I feel. Like,
I think it's kind of sad. But, like...
You think, like, you're, like, disconnected?
It's like
from your emotions?
Yeah. No, I'm not disconnected from my emotions.
I mean, like, it depends on what things that are supposed to bother you, I guess, in a sense. Like, if it's something serious and it has, like, no effect on you,
yeah,
that could be a problem. But if it's, like, something, like, stupid, like, and you're not fazed by it, that's different.
I think a lot of things now I think about are, do they bother me? Should I allow them to bother me? If they shouldn't bother me, keep it moving.
Honestly.
Like, traffic. Like, traffic is going to be... Why am I going to be mad about traffic? Because it's going to be there. It's going to be there. What's the point? Me. I'm going to be stuck there for an hour anyway.
Literally yelling.
So I just said... yeah, so I don't get stressed out about that. Bills. Bills are going to be there. Why am I going to get mad?
Me.
How can you get mad about that?
I don't know. Those bitches who know things are coming and get mad are stupid.
That's how I feel.
I'm bitches.
I literally...
That's me all the time.
I'm literally like, girl, relax. You're the type of people that I sit, like, I'll be at the grocery store.
Constantly panicking.
And they're always, like, mad or mad about being in line. I'm like, girl, you're the reason why there's line.
Oh, see, I don't get mad at things like that. Like, that, no. But, like, traffic... I'm in my car.
Like, you already know.
You do not remember that day we were driving.
And we threw
something at the truck. And I threw that shit at the truck.
That was so funny.
I was livid.
I've come to the conclusion that if you are in Atlanta and you want to go anywhere between like 2 and 7 o'clock at night, there will be traffic. So don't leave the house if you don't want
to be. It just drives me fucking nuts. How, as soon as you, like, pass whatever, there's nothing there. There was no accident.
There was nothing. There's just, like, a lot of people on the highway.
It drives me crazy. Like, we're overpopulated. Do you think states should, like, have a cutoff?
No.
I don't either, because I thought about it, like, if we have babies. Do you not remember what happened to Monday?
She's gone.
Dead.
She's dead.
All 6 of them.
Goodbye.
No, 2 of them lived, right? Sorry, spoiler alert. Wow.
Yeah.
The movie was good as fuck. Netflix has some really fucking good movies. I'm totally rambling.
What's a good movie I need to watch tonight or tomorrow?
A good movie?
Yeah.
Resident Evil. The first
one. Is it on Netflix?
No.
Oh, I'm talking about Netflix.
Don't you have a DVD player or a Blu-ray player?
I don't.
Get on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, I could. I have Amazon Prime.
It might be free. I might have to pay $2 for it.
When is my next trip? Where am I going to next?
I don't know.
I don't know yet.
California.
I might go to Florida before that, too.
Jesus Christ. You love fucking Florida.
Bitch,
I need to go to Florida so far. I'm glad you said that. That's what I need to be planning a trip for.
Let me tell you something.
Since I was 14.
I went to Florida the week before we went to Miami, right?
Yeah.
And I went just to show up and hang out with my cousins. I did. I had one whole day by myself. I took an Uber to the beach and chilled and got drunk by myself. And it was so...
I've been thinking about doing that, like, making that vacation just...
It was so relaxing. It was like, I'm not doing...
I'd get bored.
Actually, I thought about it, like, was I really bored or was I relaxed? Think about it. You have so much stimulation throughout your life. Throughout your day.
Okay, was that the end of your sentence?
Yeah. Oh, well, like, it's good to, like, just chill. Like, on the beach, I fell asleep. Well, I didn't really fall asleep.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's different. But, like, once I get to, like, the hotel, whatever, I'm just like, this is boring. Like, I wish I had, like, my friends.
But, like, think about all the times that you, well, I guess, yeah, because, yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, I haven't had, like, time ever, like, to myself for very long, either.
Bitch, what did you do today?
I mean, like, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Like, as far as me going to take trips by myself. And
I don't think you've ever taken a trip by yourself.
Never.
Do you know how much, like, how just, like, chill it is? It's all on your time.
I get bored.
Oh, no, I don't. You know what's really weird is that I can either be with a bunch of group of people and have a lot of fun, or I can be totally by myself and be okay.
Like, if I'm home by myself, like, I love that. But, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I don't know. If I'm, like, in another state by myself, that's why I'm scared about this internship, because I'm not going to know anyone there.
Jelani likes to drop shit, like, he talked to me about it prior.
I didn't tell you about that.
No. I'm like, oh, guys, I just, you know, I'm going to go to Ireland. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Ireland tomorrow.
Backstory. There is an internship that I'm really working hard for with Amazon, pays well, it's a paid internship. The only thing that might be a little bit of an issue, I would have to move to Portland, Oregon for 5 months.
Okay, a new experience. You might hate it, you might love it.
Right. It's That's what I'm learning. Saying. Like, that, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to go out and, like, socialize.
I hope that you do get it for that sole reason. Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell I would do.
I would love it. I would love every second of it. I just think that I have been very open with, like, who I hang out with and what I do.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's brought me so many, like, great life experiences.
Yeah,
some
that's
good,
true.
Some, like, great life experiences, meaning both good and bad, but I've learned something from all of them.
Right.
And it's made me a very, like, open-minded person, so I want you to experience that as well, but you need to want to experience that.
True T.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I really can't complain.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know. I'm not getting off ahead of myself, but I'll start saying some shit. I don't mean it.
You don't mean it.
I'm just in a moment.
But is this like a good energy moment, though?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm saying, like, when I'm in the moment, I'll start, like, saying some crazy ass shit. Like, oh, I'm gonna do this one day. I'm gonna do this one day. And then, like, once out of that moment, I was like, bitch, no the fuck I'm not. This is how it is. It is what it is. It is what it is, and it is what it ain't.
Period. No tampon.
Period, no tampon. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Good.
Lit. Litty. What a lovely conversation. Litty. We love just talking.
Litty. We love it.
Oh, God.
What?
Did I eat dinner? Yes, I did. I did. Totally did. Anyways. What was to say? Yes, this bitch is yawning.
Gosh,
so don't forget
a long
to follow us.
Day.
Honestly. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 2DaysPod. And I know I say this every week, but we are going to try to be more active with the podcast page. Don't hold it against us because we might not. But, what else? And don't forget to follow us on our personal pages at Jelani Amir and Talladette Perrone. And we will see you guys next week.
Bow.
Bow, bow.
Bow.